Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, I got a letter in the mail, and I was wondering what your terms and conditions are for the loans, and how do you finance it?
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't hear you. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna try to turn my phone up a little bit. Wait, can you say that again? I'm sorry.
I got a mail from you guys about financing.
Uh huh.
And I was wondering, how does the system work?
What type of loan are you looking for? Are you looking for equipment financing? Are you looking for working capital?
I'm looking for working capital.
Okay. And how much are you looking for?
I don't know what would I qualify, so okay. I just want to know the conditions and all that.
What do you deposit into your checking account, kind of on average over a monthly basis?
Yearly, we deposit about $2.4 million on yearly basis.
Monthly or annually, sir?
Annually.
Okay. So you would easily qualify for that $250 we sent you. You would most likely qualify for $500 if you were looking to borrow that much.
Mm-hmm.
What would you be using the money for?
Working capital, just have extra money on the side.
Okay.
I just did a renovation. I spent like $3.5 million on the renovation. So I like to have some working capital on the side, I don't like to run into stresses.
Get some of that back. What do you do? What does your business do?
It's a Marriott hotel.
Okay. And how soon would you be looking? So I guess you'd probably kind of ASAP, right? Because you're just kind of reimbursing yourself for that project?
No, I'm not going to be reimbursing myself. It's just going to stay there. It's just good to have money in the bank because you never know. Sometimes you don't need to good ball games, and it's good to have working capital.
Of course.
Not that, like I said, we just did the renovation, $3.5 million. So, right now we don't have the backbones. We want to have backbones.
Okay.
So how do you fund, and what are your conditions, and what do you charge finance rate?
No terms and conditions. That's kind of the best part of this loan. We don't have any terms and conditions as far as what you do with the money, how you use the money. In regards to, terms, are you thinking, does $250 sound about what you would be looking to borrow? Just to kind of give you...
Let's talk $250.
Okay.
If I qualify for more, we'll talk. Let's talk $250.
So for $250, I would recommend probably a 2-year term.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weekly payment every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to borrow $250, you're going to pay back roughly $320. Well, let me take that back. Let me grab my calculator instead of throwing numbers out off the top of my head. So if you're about $250, your total out of pocket would be about $300.
Okay.
Two-year
deal.
Pardon me?
The $300 will be for 1 year or 2 year term?
2 year term, 24 months.
Okay. All right. So that's like 10% finance rate.
About 8%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
essentially the way it works is we deposit that $250 into your checking account, and like I said, you use it as you wish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And how long does it take to finish the project?
It really just depends. There's a reservation code on that form. I'll get that from you. I'll get your email address. I'll send you an email with the form for you to fill out, as well as have a couple items, a little checklist. I'll need 6 months of your business bank account statements.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll need, do you have your 15 tax return completed yet?
I'm sorry?
Do you have your 2015 tax return completed yet?
Yes.
So it'll be the 2015 tax return, and that's all that I'll need from you. Once I get that back, it takes me about 24 hours to have an approval for you, and I'll have a few different payment options for you to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Once you give me the okay, I will email you the loan documents. You'll sign them, email them back to me, and then it's about another day to have the money into your account.
I see. Okay. All right. And can you do any better on the financing? You have 8% financing?
Not for cash. If you're buying equipment or there's some sort of collateral behind the note, then yes, I can.
Mm-hmm. I see. No, I have another hotel. I'm doing the renovation for that hotel. And I just paid Marriott almost $300,000 for the equipment or for the supplies. Does that make any difference?
What was the purchase?
Around $300,000 I paid to Marriott.
But what was that?
That was for furniture, carpet, wall covering.
If they're willing to re-invoice you for those items and we can pay them directly and they'll reimburse you, then we can go that route. And then, yes, we can get, you know, much cheaper money and it'll go out to a 5-year term. But it's typically pretty difficult to get them to work with you on that.
No, they're not going to work. They're a big corporation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if they were to work with me, then what would the finance be on the financing of that?
Probably 5 or 6%, and then you can go out 5 years on a monthly payment.
I see. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, go ahead, send me the information, and then let's look into it, okay?
Okay. Can I get that reservation code from you, sir?
Yeah, it is... 2514-0014-9230.
And what was your name, sir?
Mahinder Chabra.
How do I spell your first name?
M-A-H-I-N-D-E-R.
Okay.
Last name Chabra, C-H-H, two H's, A-B-R-A.
All right. And what's the best phone number for you?
801-358-6158.
And what is your email address?
M like in Mike, S like in Sam, last name Chabra, C-H-H, two H's, A, B like a boy, R-A, number 7, @gmail.com.
Okay. I am going to send you an email right now.
Okay.
And let's see here. Are you in front of the computer now?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to send you an email. I want to make sure you get it. And then I will wait to hear back from you.
Okay. Let me see. Did you send it already?
I am about to right now. Should have that any second.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Kevin Weiss, right?
Yep.
Okay, great. All right. Okay, thank you, sir. So I'll get back to you, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you for your time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.